Scott Nelson is one of the scientists behind Pick a Papaya, and that's pick as in picture. He whips out his smartphone and walks me through the app, which allows residential growers to take pictures of their papaya plants, which are then checked for the ring spot virus.
There's another button on the app that allows you to collect and send images. And so you press the button, take the photograph, and when you have those photographs selected, you press submit.
The photos are categorized by Nelson as healthy or diseased. They're then compiled on a GPS map that shows the distribution of infected plants. Residents in Honolulu County who encounter plants with the virus can also receive free papaya seeds. Nelson says he hopes the free app will encourage the public to get involved.
It engages the citizens in science, and I think that's an interesting outreach approach, you know, to engage them in data collection, but also for cost. And because, you know, the time it would take for us to go out and get data, we don't have that. So this is a way to get the data accurately without expending a lot of resources.
Papaya ring spot virus was first discovered in the islands in the 1940s. Its rapid spread devastated the industry to the point that Big Island growers were losing 50% of their crops by the 1990s. This trend was eventually reversed when scientists at UH Manoa, Cornell, and the U.S. Department of Ag introduced the Rainbow and Sunna papaya strains, which were genetically engineered to resist the virus. Nelson hopes the new app will be able to paint a picture of how many plants are still harboring the disease.
I mean, with the smartphones and the GPS and this type of technology, the cameras, I mean, we can collect a lot of data if the citizens want to participate. And with important plants like papaya, people are interested.
And that interest is growing. Nelson says the app, which has been live for about a week, has already received nearly 60 submissions from residents living on Oahu, Kauai, and Lanai. Molly Solomon for HPR News.